This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is the final Monday in March. It is the 31st. This is Tune In with Erica. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whenever you are. It is a pleasure to have your company today. I'm hoping I did the little trick at the beginning of starting the music, disconnecting and reconnecting. So I hope that I am live with you on the 31st of March. I'm going to take a look in the Facebook chat room. I know that you lovely, supportive guys in there will let me know if you can hear me live. I think I've figured a way around to beat the system. So a very good morning to you. I can see the Facebook chat room actually is buzzing already. I can see so many people in there. Let's have a look. Good morning to my colleague from 1-2 Listen, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Good morning to Renee and Quelly, to Shirley and Maureen and Laura. I can see you in there. Those are the people who have ticked that they're in there. I'm just going to take a look to see who's leaving me messages. Do the Facebook dance, turn the comments the right way up. And a very good morning to Laura. Another month flew by. Yeah, absolutely. How did that happen? We're in April. Time is just accelerating. Good morning to Maureen. Good morning to Renee. Jennifer says, first signs of spring here in northern Colorado. Oh, forsythia and crocus. Absolutely. I can just see another comments coming in. I think that's people very kindly letting me know whether I'm live or not. Bear with me while I sort this out. And then I can get on with the business of the day, because last show of March and a very busy day. Lots to talk about. I need to refresh the page. Do you remember the days when Facebook used to automatically refresh, when it was helpful like that and it didn't do this nonsense of most relevant? That just so gets my goat. I know I say it every week, but not just on the Facebook page I'm dealing with now, but and generally when I'm using Facebook. I don't care what they think is most relevant. I want to see everything in the right order from beginning to end. There we are. Done. Rant over. So let's have a look. Okay. Good morning to Quelly. Renee says, yes, I can hear you. Bless you, everything. Jean McIntosh says, everything is melting. I'm hoping that's snow and not anything else. I will get in the Facebook chat room and do you some readings as we go along. So if you want to come and join these lovely people, it's very simple. You go to the website. I was about to say my own website then. Gosh. More of that later. You go to 1-2radio.com. Look at the menu on the left-hand side. You will see an option to chat. It will bring you into this lovely private group that is such a safe place to be. And you can say hello to the lovely people. And if you would like a reading, then I can do you a reading. In case you can't get in there, because as I say every week, I appreciate not everybody is a Facebook person. I will do a card for the day right now. I have my angel deck with me. I have been using it all morning along with my dragon cards, because tomorrow is April the 1st. And I talk about flying close to the wind. I needed to get my April starscopes done. They are now done, just by the skin of my teeth. That was leaving it till the last minute. Just to let you know, sneak peek, because you're listening to me on the radio. They are up on my website, angelhandsheal.com, if you want a sneak peek. And of course, tomorrow they will be up on the front page of 1-2 Listen, and I will take you through them on the radio next week in next week's show. But I just thought I'd mention that in case you want a sneak peek. So let's have a card. For those who are joining me on demand, perhaps you're listening to the show on demand, you couldn't catch it live, or you're not in the chat room, and I get it. So cards for the day. Interesting, they've given me lots. They've been doing that all morning while I've been doing my starscopes. Mostly I have swords here, or air cards. Now that's our thoughts, our conversations, and a very clear state of mind is what's required, because I see lots of, I have the card that shows me lots of conversations swirling about, information that can be challenging. But the key to understanding this, it comes with the King of Air. He's got a very clear critical thinking mind, is to look at all the information that comes to us and maybe read between the lines or think, why is somebody saying that? What's their motive behind it? Some of the information would be very challenging, but maybe it's useful to be challenged in our thoughts and minds occasionally, because it gives us clarity. That's why I've got this King of Air, this clarity. So even if conversations and communications are challenging, it serves a purpose to bring us clarity about our core beliefs. It makes us re-examine everything. And I have that with a beautiful water card that, again, shows these feelings, this re-examination, this getting our heart in coherence, shall I say, with our minds. And that gives us, I then got the King of Earth, great stability, great abundance. But in the abundance I'm talking about, this is an abundance of stability, of being grounded, of knowing who we are and what we stand for in these incredible times that we are inhabiting. So that's a card for the day. And it does bring me, I suppose, quite usefully onto what I was going to talk about today. And I sat meditating this morning with my spiritual team, which changes all the time. But this morning I had angels. I think I had a few ascended masters in there. I particularly had dragons. They've been very prevalent today because I've been using them to help channel my starscopes. And I said, what do you want me to talk about today? Because my mind was absolutely blank, as it is every Monday when I go, oh, I've got half an hour's show to talk about. What do you want me to talk about? What would be helpful to people? And they said very clearly this morning, lack. And I said back, you have got to be kidding me. Seriously, you want me to talk about that? That is a huge subject. And what am I going to do with it? So they gave me a few ideas. And there are many forms of lack. There's loss. We lose someone we love, or we literally lose our possessions. We drop them, we've lost them, we can't remember where we put them. I certainly know that one. The number of times I put things away in this house and where I'm sure to know where they are, and a month later I've not a clue where I put them. Loss, love, of course, we sometimes feel we lack love. Money is, when you say lack to most people, the most trigger word would be money, but lack is much broader than that, I think. Health, when our health is not what we might wish it for, we certainly feel the lack of it. Lack of opportunity, we feel that we're being overlooked or we can't get into a field of endeavour that we would like to be in. Lack of freedom, perhaps. Freedom to express ourselves, to be, to live who we would wish to be, because we're living what someone else wants us to be. Or just simply lack of peace of mind, which I think is an umbrella that would go over all of that. So I thought about that and thought, you're kidding me? How am I going to talk about this? I have so many dear friends at the moment who are going through various forms of those lacks. I know one dear friend's just had a catastrophic loss. Other people are struggling with health and finances. And then I feel guilty because at the moment, and I'm touching lots of wood on my desk when I say this and calling my angels around me, at the moment my life is in a fairly good place, but there have certainly been times when it hasn't been. And I think all of us at some point in our life have felt all of those different sorts of lack. Hopefully not at the same time. When they all come together, I think they really can overwhelm and drown us. But most of the time, our balance is going from one side to the other, that some of them will be in balance and some of them will be not. And of course, some affect the balance of others. If we're terribly, terribly worried about one of our senses of lack, then it can affect our health as well. So it interesting subject. I think it's inevitable in life that at some point we all get one of those senses of lack, one of those potholes, because frankly, if you didn't, you'd be living a life so cloistered that it would scarcely be worth experiencing. We all come onto this duality of an earth, and we get these coming at us. I was reminded this morning in the meditation of that the story, it's an apocryphal story, but I think it speaks quite well to this, about walking down the road and there's a huge hole in front of us. You've probably heard me tell this one before. I tell myself this one occasionally. I'm walking down the road and I see a huge hole in front of me and I fall in it and it really hurts. And I spend ages wandering around the bottom of the hole, wondering how to get out. And eventually I do and I recover. And then later on, I'm walking down the road and there's a huge hole in front of me. I do see the hole, but I still fall in it. Still hurts. But this time, I do remember that I got out and I eventually find the way out a little more quickly. And a few months later, I'm walking down the road and I see the hole and I know it's there and I still fall in it. But it doesn't hurt as much because I know how to cushion the fall and I find my way out very quickly. And if finally, I'm walking down the road and I see this hole in the ground and I know it's there and I pull up and I walk around it and I go on with my life. I think that's probably an analogy for how we deal with all of life's challenges, not just lack. So I thought, well, I'll share it and see how you feel about it. And it's also, I think the thing with lack is not the existence of it, because I think it's inevitable that it exists at some point in everybody's lives. It's how we deal with it and feel about it. That's what the hole in the road story is really about. And it's fine to lean into friends, for sure, when we're going through challenges. But ultimately, we're the one in the hole and we're the only people who are going to get ourselves out. And it's fine to acknowledge that we have a problem, but we need something that's going to get us out. And I know a lot of people would disagree with me about this and say, it's all very well for you. You're not dealing with this, that and the other. And it's true. I'm not walking in anybody else's shoes. But I'm just trying to share my thoughts on it, because my angelic team said, go on then, get on with it. What can you do with this? I'm just trying to give you my take on it. I'm not a saint. None of us are saints. We've all been there. It's how we deal with it. But the other thing that came to me this morning in the meditation is the very, very first angel book I ever owned. It's a tiny book. It's a lady who's actually in the great spiritual publishing world is not particularly well known, although in Ireland I think she taught for a long time. The book is at least, my goodness, it's at least 20 years old, so I don't know if this lady's even still around. She lives in Virginia and Ireland. Her name is Margaret Neelan, and the book, it's a tiny little book, and it was called Angel Magic. But it changed my life because it taught me, it's what got me in touch with angels in the first place. And I do remember how she spoke in the book about being in a dreadful financial situation. And she just refused to accept that the universe hadn't got her back and that somehow she was going to get out of it. And she would every so often look into her bank account and see that there wasn't very much there. But she said, but the bank never foreclosed the mortgage. That, you know, every day, you know, I kept going. And eventually she got herself out of it. And to me, when I've been in, and I have been in places where I've actually thought, how am I going to survive this? I've just trusted that somehow the universe has got my back. So I thought I would share that with you this morning. I looked in her book and I was reminded of one of her meditations that I think is quite useful to do, even if you're not in a period of lack. So I am going to be doing that with you this morning. I'm just taking a look to see where I am in the show. Okay, I'm just going to refresh the Facebook page just to see if you have any thoughts on that or where we all are before I do this meditation. I would also say if you can't do this meditation now and you want to go to the on-demand system, that's the beauty of the on-demand system. You can go back and pick this up. If you just like the sound of it, but you say, I haven't got time to be dealing with that right now, that's fine. I'm going to do the meditation, giving you a heads up, and you can go back and pick it up on the on-demand as soon as I get the show up onto on-demand. So looking down the list, okay, I haven't picked up any more comments, so that is good for now. I'm going to do this meditation. Bear with me, I'm just opening the book. It's to do with She had written it for abundance in terms of because she was in financial hardship. I'm actually going to expand this to do love, money, luck or opportunity knocks, as I call it, and health. And I thought I would look for some abundance music. So I had a look and did that. And I managed to find some. Unsurprisingly, it is 888 hertz. Eight is the number of abundance. It has a beautiful golden pyramid. I give a shout out to the company, I will when I can find it, who created this meditation. But let me just bring it in. Bring some music. Oh, gosh. I'm trying to find a volume control on it. Ah, there we are. Sorry about that. That's better. Found a volume control on it. So you can get a sense of this rather golden frequency. Every time I click on another button, it seems to cut it off. Sorry about that. I will not click on any more buttons. So you can pick this up at any time. Get a sense of this beautiful golden heart-opening frequency. Abundant, it's an abundance pyramid. And the meditation goes like this. You can close your eyes, soak up these wonderful frequencies, 888 hertz. This is actually on YouTube. It's by Inner Lotus Music. I thank them and give them a shout out. It is freely available on YouTube. It's called 888 Hertz Abundance Pyramid, Gate to Wealth and Prosperity, Endorphin Release. So you can go and pick this up. It runs for about 3 hours, so you could go to sleep with this. That would be a useful thing to do. But I'm going to use it in the background of this meditation now. So close your eyes. Soak up the vibration and imagine that you're entering a bank that's very familiar to you. Might be a modern building, it might be a lovely old building with white pillars, it's whatever a bank means to you. A place of stability, a place of abundance, a place of safety. And I know sometimes banks don't feel like that because, again, when we've had problems with money, a bank can be quite a daunting place to walk into. So I want you to make friends with this bank and feel good as you walk through the door. You're a valued customer, after all. And now a bank official is taking you through some locked doors into an area where special deposits are kept in boxes. And the room is full of these boxes. And actually, it's your own private keep safe box. And you're handed a key, and you can see your name on these boxes. And one by one, I want you to open the boxes with your name on and see how you feel. So the first box we're coming to is marked with your name and it says love. So you open the box, open the lid. And what's in there? What represents love to you? Does it feel golden and fluffy? Are there a collection of broken hearts in there where you've trusted in love and it hasn't gone well? Are there happy pictures of family and friends? Are there pictures there of beautiful moments of hugging friends who are still with you? It's all those memories of love. So what comes to the surface? What do you take out of that box? And then we move slightly to the right, and you have your next box. This box is called money. And as you unlock it, you look inside. What's in there? Is it gold bullion or is it bills owed? Is it fake jewellery or real diamonds? What is your feeling about what's in the box called money? Are you constantly giving it to people, or are people giving it to you, or is there a good balance? How do you feel about money? And then we move to the right again, and you get a box called luck. And this is about opportunity. Open the box and what's in there? When has opportunity knocked and you didn't take the chance? Or when has it knocked and you grasped the opportunity with both hands? Is there something right now that you would like to grasp with both hands? Can you invite it in? Can you create a vision in your mind to put in this box? And finally, we've got the box marked your body or health. And you open this box. What do you have in there? Do you have feelings of well-being? Do you have things that signify your well-being? Do you see yourself young and flexible and happy? It doesn't matter what age you are. Do you see yourself as flexible and happy? Or do you see a little sub-box of worry, constantly worrying what might be wrong? And even on days when we don't feel well, do you feel loved and supported? Do you feel able to say, no, I'm taking the day off, I'm going to rest because I don't feel particularly well, I'm going to heal myself? To whom do you go when you want to heal yourself? Do you talk to archangels? Do you talk to dragons? Do you talk to doctors? It doesn't matter who you talk to. Who do you talk to? Do you talk to all the cells in your body and encourage them? Sometimes we feel a failure when we're ill. We feel we ought to be better, and we just can't. Sometimes we need to talk to our body kindly and say, I understand what you're going through, and I love you still. Let's do this together. So as you come out of this meditation, you might like to make some notes about what you found in your boxes, and therefore your feelings about abundance or your feelings about lack, because they are always just feelings. Whatever the reality, what matters is how we feel about it. So I hope that will be helpful. That's the reason I shared it. It's one of the ways that I sometimes deal with things. I'm looking at the time. My goodness, I had better get into the Facebook chat room and do you some readings, because I have been sharing all those thoughts. But I thank you for my team, my spiritual team, for advising me of that and saying, have a go. So I did my best with it. I hope that you will find it helpful in some way. That's what they intended me to try and do. Okay, let's get in this Facebook chat room. Bear with me while I turn everything the right way up. My poor computer is doing her best. She is a very old computer and soon to be helped out by me buying a new computer. And therefore, this one won't have to do so much work. So good morning to Laura Kasdan-Fulton. Another month flew by. You would love a message, of course, my darling. So to Laura, we have a card come out. I don't believe this. Do you know what I've just been talking about? And I have the sixth of Earth. And the sixth of Earth shows someone who has been struggling with her health. I know who this is, because this is actually a personal friend of mine who does sometimes need a wheelchair. And it's about the give and take and the flow of abundance and money. and the fact that what you do comes back to you. And because also I was talking about sometimes lack can be a feeling of lack can be to do with our bodies, our health, feeling that either we're letting our body down or our body is letting us down. And I know that this lady is an absolute ambassador for dealing with health challenges. She's an absolute inspiration. So I would say to you, this message is what goes around comes around, Laura. And just be aware of your feelings around abundance. I would say that. Good morning to my Libra sister, Maureen White-Varner. You would like a message. You bless you. I know you're going through challenges, Maureen. You're feeling exhausting and hoping that April is better, a lighter month. Well, let us all hope for that. Our clocks have just changed. We're now in sync again with American clocks. You know my feelings on clock changes. I'm not going to do that rant again. Maureen, I have two beautiful heart cards for you. They're both water cards. The first one has got the moon in about the crescent moon that it is at the moment. And it's a feeling of this feeling of, oh, is this ever going to end? Which, as I can see, is where you are. This, you know, for goodness sake. Again, this card talks about hidden blessings. So I'd say, yes, you're feeling exhausted. Allow yourself to be exhausted. Treat yourself, but also know that this too shall pass, because I have it with a beautiful water card, the King of Water, someone who's trustworthy and honourable and deeply feeling. It's about trust that everything is eventually going to be okay. It's also about counselling. It's very much about a counsellor. So I would say, if you were ever, and I know you understand this from the medical world, Maureen, but if you feel you're struggling and you need help from someone, then go and ask for it. It's perfectly all right to say, I'm overwhelmed at the moment. I could just use a little help here. So maybe that will be useful information for you, Maureen. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Jennifer Lakshmi Dove with your Forsythias and your Crocai in Colorado. Good morning to Quelly. Good afternoon. Grand rising to you too. Everything is melting for Jean McIntosh. Oh, bless you. Gwen's in the room. She said, sometimes I think, what would Erica do? Bless you for that confidence in me. I think my blanket answer to that, no matter what is coming at me, is when I'm completely stuck and overwhelmed, I sit down and think, I'm going to call on my spiritual team. I'm just going to stop. I'm just going to pull up and ask for help and advice. I say that if you look at my bio on the front page of 1-2 Listen. Sometimes what we need is clarity. And we're in the midst of the spin. We need to just sit down and say, show me where I need to be with this. Do I need to just sit and be patient? Do I need to take action? Do I need to look at the situation from an alternative point of view? That's what Erica would do when she's stuck, is to pull up and ask for help. And that noise is, my computer now throws every sound possible that comes up on it into the show. And that said, I am coming towards the end of this show. Goodness gracious me, that flew by. So I would say thank you so much for joining me this morning. As ever, it is a joy. Stay with 1-2 Radio, because there are great shows on the way. Mark Husson is on the way next, making sense of the astrology that is surrounding us. It is such a powerful time at the moment. Have a wonderful week. I will be back with my starscopes next week. Until then, lots of love, take care, and bye-bye for now.